Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, the 15th of April, high noon Eastern time, 3 days after the Masters triumph of wonderful 21-year-old Jordan Spieth of Dallas, who wins the Masters with a record-tying 18 under par effort. We'll talk about that momentarily. It is also the eve of the RBC Heritage, one of the great tournaments, in my opinion, on the PGA Tour, played at an old-style golf course in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, a Pete Dye slash Jack Nicklaus creation. It was Jack's first collaboration on a golf course for architecture, and he was at the young age of 29. So we'll talk about that. We will also review the Masters in a second, and of course, have a strategy for your game. Changing of the guard is now official with the coronation of a Masters champion, the second youngest Masters champion of all time, the great Jordan Spieth. And Spieth has had an unbelievable run for a month, 2 seconds, and now 2 firsts in his last 4 starts. How about that for not just consistency, but royalty on the word consistency? Jordan Spieth handled himself in every capacity as fine as any man has ever done in any golf tournament related to the game of golf from a professional level. Courtesy, he cares about everyone. He shows it on and off the golf course. He is a huge standard bearer now for the game of golf. I am not coronating him the next whatever, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan. He still has to prove that. But what he has done by winning his Masters is stepped up to the plate. Now the pressure, and it's a good kind of pressure, goes to fellows like Jason Day, Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler. Those are like a handful of young stars who have won golf tournaments but have yet to win a major. Then there's the next group, in my opinion, Brant Snedeker, Matt Kuchar, Lee Westwood, Luke Donald, Billy Haas, a handful of others that we could throw in that group, who have also not won a major, have also won golf tournaments around the world, a little bit older than the youngsters I just mentioned, but they now know, hey, it's time. So look out for the rest of the year. What a great year we have upcoming in the world of golf. In addition, Tiger Woods played pretty good. His short game was terrific. His putting was pretty good. His long game, not great, but not terrible either. Gets a top 20 performance at Augusta. And Phil Mickelson, Phil Mickelson, who basically dedicates his life in the world of golf to the four majors, came very, very close to being very, very, very solid in winning a fourth green jacket, which I think he will do someday. The window is closing, but Phil is very sharp. Phil was right on cue with his game. He and Justin Rose, at both at 14 under, most years that wins Augusta, not this year. This year, the weather was huge. Very little wind in any of the rounds. It was a little damp a couple of days, which made the greens quite accessible and a little less treacherous. And I also felt like around the greens, it was a little less treacherous. If you missed a green, you might not run off either into the water or all the way off the front of a false front. So I think that the golf course played a little bit easier. Taking absolutely nothing away from anyone who was in contention. They were all terrific. It was a great Masters, as it always is, regardless of how it finishes. But Jordan Spieth is now a standard bearer. We are looking at him as the crest of the game. And of course, Rory McIlroy, who played terrific the last 50 holes, struggled a little bit the first 22 or 23 holes, and after that he was marvelous. Great field here at the Heritage. 132 men will take flight tomorrow, 15 of them major champions: Zach Johnson, Tom Watson, Luke Donald are a couple of the guys in the field. 15 major champions: Jason Duffner, Mike Weir, defending champion Matt Kuchar, and the newest major champion, Jordan Spieth, as he will tee off at 12:40 tomorrow with Patrick Reed and the defending champion, Matt Kuchar. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Heritage in a minute. First, my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is my seven magical words. That if you follow these seven magical words, you will have a different perspective on the game, and it will allow you to play better. They are, I love golf, and golf loves me. Can you say that today? Maybe. You probably have never even thought of it in those terms. If you do, you will be melding yourself together with the game of golf, and it will love you back. When you get that feeling, there's no telling how good you can be. The fact that it comes from within you and not from outside makes it ever more exciting. You control the whole experience. From this point forward, the golf course becomes your ally instead of your enemy. It's a magnificent thought. Allow it to enter your life. It will help you all the time in potentially adverse situations, which, of course, come up in each and every round. You control everything. It is a wonderful thought. We will always focus in One Thought Golf about what you can control and not what the golf gods control. The only thing that you can't really control is the weather. You can't really control every aspect and every second of your golf swing, but you control how you think about everything on the golf course. Meaning, grasp this, squeeze it, allow it to enter your life. It is the essence of why you are going to be better forever. This one thought allows you to have freedom on the golf course. It gives you a built-in ability to reduce your inhibitions, therefore allowing your best golf to come out. We've talked about the fact that the best golf that you have is within you right now. Think about that for a minute. Your best golf is already available to you. We just need to help bring it out. It's fantastic. And when it gets out and it flows, you'll know it and you will feel it. And it is terrific. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now back to talk a little bit more about Hilton Head. I have played the Hilton Head golf course. It is absolutely spectacular. Sea Pines Heritage, the RBC is the sponsor. It is a wonderful golf course. It's where the PGA Tour and the Low Country in coastal Carolina takes a deep breath after the pressures and the tensions of a week at Augusta. And it's where the guys love to take their families. It's a really wonderful place to be in vacation. And, of course, play a little golf. And it's a shot maker's golf course above any. It's a kind of golf course that Dustin Johnson and Corey Pavin can not only both play, but either one can win. My opinion, it's one of a handful of golf courses. If you're a PGA Tour player, you need to play it at least once in your career. The Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, this one, Hilton Head, Trying to think, there's a couple others on my mind. Certainly those three for sure. Oh, Quail Hollow is another one that I wanted to mention. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks at in Charlotte, the Quail Hollow Club. Old style, not bombers. Anyone can play and anyone can win. Okay, so now as Jordan Spieth moves along and continued his commitment to play this week, that is really cool. I'm really, you know, it's delightful to see a young man. He could have easily said, I can't play this week, I'm too tired. Did the tour of New York, 25 interviews in 25 hours at one point in the last 3 days. He has to be tired. I know he's 21. It's a young age. You can recover easily. And the PGA Tour allowed him to not have to play in the Pro-Am today, which is good. He can do some more media work there in Hilton Head, get a little practice in. And they also were kind enough to give him an afternoon tee time tomorrow, which was nice, too. He deserves it. Okay, so now I'm ready to give you my picks. And it's a tough one. They're always tough to pick. And because of the fact that anyone can win this tournament, there are no real outward favorites, I'm going to take Martin Laird, Graham Dillette, and Bill Haas. That's Laird, Dillette, and Billy Haas. One guy that's on my mind, but I didn't take him, Zach Johnson. But I'm going to take Laird, Dillette, and Haas. Those are my three choices to win the Heritage, the RBC Heritage Classic, which gets underway tomorrow. 132 men, 15 major champions, great field, deep field, wonderful event. A couple of senior players, by the way, Tom Watson, Vijay Singh, are both entered, so look out for them. Never would be surprised if either of them contended in a tournament like this. By the way, my email is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying have a great week of golf, have fun watching the Heritage, drive safely wherever you are across America, and I'll see you next week for another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.